Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
When it comes to getting it done in a game, you got to get down to the core. The core is being in the now, and we were in the now for the whole game. And we had to give them a little reminder about that, and they responded like we have throughout the last couple years.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy.
Because of all these games coming up, is there time to get someone in? Is that a possible move?
Yeah, there's airplanes all over, Adam. It's a new thing we have. They fly from all over cities. You know. That sound facetious? I'm sorry.
No, it's
Brewers didn't. Manager Pat Murphy on the line with us here this morning on Brewers 360. Morning, Murph.
Morning.
Hey, we sure enjoyed the back and forth between you and also friend of the program, Adam McKelvey. Now, that came as a conversation about what to do with Hamilton here, I guess, tweaked his hamstring. So assuming David Hamilton is out for any foreseeable time, is there someone or any number of guys you got your eye on in Nashville that you might want to bring up for a week here in the show coming into the All-Star break?
No doubt about it. We'll announce that later this morning. But, yeah, we have to first get an MRI and see where David's at and then have some guys already here. So one can go on the taxi squad maybe and one can replace David if needed.
So I didn't hear any names in there, Skip. Are there particular guys that you want to get a look at?
Yeah, there sure is.
All right, asked and answered, I guess, this morning. Talk about the importance, though, for a young player to, you know, it might just be these 5-6 days here headed into the break and might end up going back down, but how important is it for a young player who's developing to get that taste?
Well, that's it. You know, that's why you have the minor leagues, and then there's some guys you bring up just for a short time. Other guys you want to only bring up if it's going to be extended. But, because it takes a while to adjust. But sometimes an older player, has a little better feel of what it's like to stay up here 4 or 5 days and then get redirected. So it's just a matter of what the situation is. First and foremost, we got to make sure Hammy is healthy and what the situation is going to be with him. So once we assess that, then we'll make our moves.
I think, Skip, one of the most favorite players on the squad for many years, or at least one of the players that fans just love to root for, is Brandon Woodruff. And it was just heartbreaking for so many of us to hear that he's running through this issue with his arm again. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel? Is it too soon to say what might happen with Big Woo?
Yeah, it's to reiterate, he is a special person to the organization for many years, and he's done good every time out for us this year. It's really unfortunate, but you know we do have hope, and he's going to pitch again. We know that. It's just a matter of getting him healthy, and it might take a while. This issue is kind of common to guys that have that type of shoulder surgery. They don't come back. They don't come back easily. You know, there's some hiccups along the way. It's a very sensitive area, and we're heartbroken, but we're hopeful.
Is it possible to maybe give him the season and say, hey, come on back in September, and we'll see what we can do in October with you. You know, if he could even give you just a couple of games in October, that'd be a win.
Yeah, we're not qualified yet, so I'm not going to speak to that. But what we are going to say is that hopefully we can get Woody back. You know what I mean? That's bottom line. Yeah, hopefully get him back and get him pitching for us at some point at full strength.
Murph, a lot of praise from you after the win over the Cardinals last night for the bottom half of your lineup, guys really producing. And, you know, it is important for your stars to perform, but also there are some pretty good bats in that bottom half that are starting to heat up.
No question. You know, when Sal does what Sal can do, we all know defensively and offensively, he's just a scrapper and he's clutch. And then to have Cooper Pratt have a good day, David Hamilton, you know, those are things that when the bottom of the order is performing, yeah, you're gonna be in for it. I promise you, it's gonna be a good day.
I want to see Sal do some more jumps when he catches the ball. I think there it's fun to watch on the TV when he makes a remarkable catch.
Well, it is, and he's made some remarkable. And I joke about it that he's unnecessarily diving, but I really don't mean it. And then the guys jump on board. And Sal's feeling like, oh my God, doesn't anybody appreciate me? that's kind of the goal. But at the same time, we do appreciate how great he is. He's one of the best in the game in right field. Won the Gold Glove a couple years ago. Was a runner up last year, and I'm sure we'll have a influence this year. He's just a tremendous defender and tremendous winner. He's a winning player. You know that it's that receiver that every time he dives for a ball, he catches it. It's that basketball player that every time he shoots, he scores, it seems like, in a clutch. And that's Sal Frelick for us.
Two games scheduled for today against the Cardinals, and then still two more as you work to complete this five-game series. What do you see in the Cardinals, Murph, as you got a good look at them yesterday? In third place right now are the Redbirds in the National League Central.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got the best division in baseball, and they're one of the best teams in the division. Very capable. They play as a team. They're young. They're hungry. They're very talented. They're minor leaguer. The minor leagues produce so many good players. Just really playing together, talented. The pitching staff has enough. They're a contender. I mean, if the season ended today, they're in the playoffs. So there you go. They're very, very capable and tough to beat down here for sure.
What's your plan for the All-Star break? Doing anything?
Kids.
Nice.
Kids. That's what it's all about. So, for me.
Two games today, 1:15 and 6:45 are the start times in St. Louis. Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Thanks, Murph.
You got it. Thanks, guys. See you next week.